All right, always a great time to kick off the offseason, get the rookies in, and we've got our draft picks in here. We've got some undrafted college free agents that we signed, and then we've got some tryout guys that are here. And obviously, as we all know from last year, having Jalen make it from a tryout into camp and from camp into a big role on opening day down in New Orleans, anything's possible with these young men. That's what we talk about. Once they get here, it doesn't really matter how they got here. We're going to let these guys compete. We're looking for men that are locked in, doing the right things, and guys that can help us win. And regardless of how you got here, you've got a shot. And so we had a good start, 24 hours with these guys and getting them in the building and going through the physicals and the meetings and getting out for the first practice. A lot of life out there. I know you saw it. And we're just happy to be getting started. So, questions?
Physically, Obi comes in with such a reputation of being a physical, in shape, condition guy. What did you see, if anything?
Yeah, I mean, he's very gifted. He's got a good head on his shoulders. He comes in. He's just trying to soak up our system right now. Athletically, he's very blessed. He's got height, weight, speed that you look for, athleticism, change of direction, and he'll come up and hit you. So we like the tape. We think he's a good football player, and we're happy to start working with him.
When you have all that on the first day, it's more just schematically.
All right, these are some basic calls that we have, and just give them a chance to come out and compete and run around and begin to learn our defense. Yeah, it's going to take some time, but it does for everybody.
You're calmly playing outside, inside. That's sort of the plan for him at this point, just give him a little bit of everything.
Yeah, we're going to learn all that we can about him. Garyon's a talent. We think he can play inside and outside, and we'll see what the best combination for us is. Just let him come in and compete. Again, much like Obi, I think for these guys to come in first, let's really understand how we do things. I mean, just how do we line up and stretch? Let's start there, and you go from there. But they're good young men. They're excited about the opportunity to be here and to get started.
Conley met with Felice back there. It sounds like how much is the team being kept in the loop, and what are your who are you communicating with to get that information?
I'm not at the forefront of that. I know Reggie's monitoring, I'm sure. Things are going to take place. I'm going to focus on football, and we have them this weekend, and then they all have to go back, and then we'll get them back after Mother's Day and begin working with most of them. I think there's might be two guys that won't be able to return after Mother's Day because of the agreement with the NFL and the NCAA. Love to see that change someday, but we'll work within the rules.
Coach David Sharp said that your son gave him a thumbs up.
He did?
Yeah.
Like, I'm okay, or what? What kind of thumbs up did he get?
Luke told you that you should draft him.
It wasn't quite like that.
All right.
No, it was.
Anyway, did you remind him that guys like Jeff Fisher, Wesley Walker had one eye, and for his position, and he's not even legally blind, and that one eye is not going to affect him?
No, it's not anything that I need to talk to him about. He's a good young man. He's from Jacksonville. I've been around he and known his father and him, watching them for a number of years. So I'm very familiar with him as a young man. And we look forward to working with him. He's a big, talented guy. We think he can play either side. And, again, much like we're doing with all these guys, they're going to get a chance to come in and compete and earn their way. And, we're looking forward to getting started with him. He's a big man. He's got really good feet. And, we think his best football is in front of him.
So what was Luke's role? Did you ask, obviously, you asked his opinion, I'm sure, at some
sure,
point?
Sure, I talked to my son when it comes to different guys around the country. He's been on the field with some really good players, at Alabama. He roomed with Derrick Henry and O.J. Howard his first year there. So, I know they're both studs, and Sean Mannion at Oregon State, and then it's just continued at Florida, being around those guys, being able to talk about those guys. So, yeah, he's got a little insight, being a being a guy that's been around ball as long as he has, he kind of knows what it looks like when guys are dialed in doing the right things.
Given the position or perhaps the sense of Nate Markel, do you accelerate him more? Is that not in your plan? You just see what he has?
Yeah, no, we're not going to treat any of these young men differently. You know, they're all going to come in here with an opportunity to learn our system, how we do things, how we function. Come in and just, we want them to come in and express themselves to their fullest, be who they are, learn our system, and learn what it looks like to be a great teammate. And I think once the veterans are with them, I think there's more of that where they get taught, you know, what our culture is like and how we do things and how we treat each other. So I think that'll come in time. But the biggest thing is come in and compete. Earn. You're going to get what you earn. You're going to earn your way, and nothing is going to be given to any of these young men. So that's the message.
You mentioned Jalen last year. Someone like that, does he jump out right away, like right from first minicamp when you watch that film? Does he pop off, or does it take a little while longer?
It takes time. Yeah, it takes time. I think, you know, certainly when you have a higher opinion to start with, if you're starting out, your first-round pick, and you see something flash the first day, that's what you expected to see. When you have a tryout guy, you didn't expect to see that. But if you do see it, you're like, something, that's pretty good. Maybe we should bring him back. And we bring him back, and then it's like, that's pretty good. You know, maybe we should see more of him in camp. And as you go, it just kind of grew from there. I think nobody saw that coming, or we would have drafted him, you know, the kind of year he had for us. But we're looking for these young men. They all get that opportunity to come in and just be themselves and compete. And, you know, the thing that I talk to them all about is don't let fear, like, keep you from going for it. Just go for it, you know. And if it works out, great. And if it doesn't, you gave it your best. There's no regret there. And, you know, I think it's been proven that we'll keep these young men if they earn their way.
That's all set?
All right.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.